And these troubling presentiments are particularly intense in and around Vienna. The decadence and hypocrisy of this over-waltzed Austro-Hungarian Empire are seen by the Viennese polemicist Karl Kraus as glaringly reflected in the degeneration of language and are cruelly exposed in the harsh light of his critical writings. If you don't know the name Karl Kraus, look him up. He's a key figure in this first decade of the century. And he knows what's coming. Mahler knows too, but he's about to die along with his beloved tonal music. And there's a new composer, still in his 30s, who also knows, but who will live to do something about it. And his name is Arnold Schoenberg, who has already written a masterly work, Verklärte Nacht, in which he has stretched those Wagnerian tonal ambiguities we found last week to the snapping point. The problems presented by Tristan and Isolde have now grown to a point necessitating some radical solution. The works have become not only chromatically unmanageable, but unwieldy as well in sheer size. Like the dinosaur, they've simply grown too big. Composers like Reger and Pfitzner are vying with each other for some kind of Oscar to be awarded for the longest, thickest, and most complex piece in the world. And Schoenberg, too, made his bid with an early super Wagnerian monster work called Gurrelieder. They were all, including Mahler, swept along by that mighty wave of the future that Wagner, in his hyper-romantic egomania, had predicted and initiated. But how big can you get? How chromatically ambiguous, how syntactically overstuffed, without collapsing of your own sheer weight, like the dinosaur? There were just too many notes, too many inner voices, too many meanings, and this was what caused the crisis in ambiguity.